Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 521 and a quarter. It is down a half. Soft May wheat 499 up 2. May corn 372 and a quarter, down 1 and a quarter. July 379 and a half, down 1 and a quarter. Note and December 397 and a half, down 1 and a half. May soybeans 964 and a quarter, up 4, now 4 and a half. July 968 up 4, November 951 up 2 and 3 quarters. May soybean meals 314.40 up 80 cents. May soybean oil is 31.52 and it is up 22 cents. April live cattle 160.37 and a half, up 77 and one half. April feeders 214.67 and a half, up 147 and a half. And then April lean hogs 63.05 and they are down 12 and one half.
How would you like this as your personal cell phone answering message?
Good agricultural day to you. This is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Jack is not here right now, but leave your name and number after the beep and he'll get back to you.
You can have that or another custom message on your cell phone from Dave by calling now at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of agricultural support. We'll randomly pick up to 5 winners, one for each day of our spring pledge drive.
And alongside is Les Schulte, who just told us all about the latest exciting thing that you can get when you dial 217-244-9455. And that is an opportunity to be in a drawing for me.
For Dave, yes, right. Boy, that Jack, he doesn't know what he's missing.
That's right.
And you can if you call in, make a pledge of support during the spring drive. Every day during the weekday here, we will draw a winner, and the winner wins your voice on their cell phone answering service.
Terrific. We've been having a lot of fun with that all week, but it is a way to let you know the importance of the service and to make your contribution to agriculture so that we can continue to offer the programs that you enjoy.
217-244-9455 is the number to call, or you can make that pledge online at willpledge.org or willag.org. Either one will work. And your pledge of support right now is important, as Dave said, to help keep this service going strong. It's a unique service in public radio. Not very many stations do agricultural information, and certainly none that I'm aware of do as extensive a job as we do here at WILL. And you, as the listener, have made that possible with your pledges of support. Also, when you make a pledge of support right now, you will help us reach a challenge that we have going on. We have a group of loyal ag friends who have gone together to create the Spring Ag Fund Challenge. When we hear from at least 100 pledges this week that mention WILL Ag, we can add $2,250 to our pledge total. We want to thank the folks at Bates Commodities and AgriGold Seeds and Stuart Peterson, the Champaign County branch. Those are just a few of the businesses who've gone together to make this challenge fund available. Let's hear from you right now. Mention ag when you call in or click online. Put that in there so that we can count you towards this challenge. So far, it's been a little slow. We've only had 12 pledges that mentioned ag so far this week. Let's have a big day today, and let's hear from you right now. It takes about 2 minutes of your time. Call 217-244-9455 right now. Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from Busey. Since 1868, they've reinvested in our communities one project at a time, from financial guidance and support to energetic volunteers and committed leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Periodic rain will continue to impact portions of the U.S. Midwest, and a big change towards cooler weather are all part of the forecast, taking us out over the next 7 days. The temperatures this morning are still pleasant across the region. A lot of 40 and 50 degree readings being noted. No precipitation in the region, and it looks like as we go forward through the day today, rain that's down in parts of southern Kentucky this morning will likely work its way northward as scattered, very light intensity showers that will work their way into parts of Indiana and Ohio. The precipitation is not expected to be very well organized, but there will be at least some showers in the region. Anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 2 or 3 tenths of an inch may occur from that. There might be some exception where a greater amount of rain might occur, but it's certainly not going to be common. There may be a few other spits and spats across parts of the region today, but I think for the most part, the majority of the remaining Midwest will be dry, and it looks like the showers that occur in the eastern Midwest later today will likely linger a little bit during the day tomorrow, and then we'll see some improving conditions for Friday, but it's only going to be a one-day bout of improvement. Already in the western portions of the Corn Belt, we'll see showers and thunderstorms beginning to build up across those areas as we get into Thursday and Friday, and the precipitation will advance across the entire Midwest as we move on out into the heart of the weekend. Eastern portions of the Midwest will likely be wettest as we go from Saturday into Sunday, and the majority of the rains will be quite varied but mostly moderate in intensity, so that everybody is going to see at least an additional boost in the topsoil moisture situation. That's going to culminate in some more delay in farming activity. The precipitation in the western Corn Belt, as I mentioned before, will begin Friday going into Saturday, and then for the eastern areas will be mostly Saturday and Sunday. Rain totals will run from 4 tenths of an inch upwards to 8 or 9 tenths of an inch, with some local totals getting into the 1 to 1.5 inch range, and those greater amounts of rainfall will be scattered about across parts of the west and south. There will be some relief in parts of the drier biased areas in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt as we get towards the end of the weekend and into the early part of next week, but it looks as though some of the precipitation that evolves is going to end up being snowfall, because much colder temperatures will be poised to move into the northern plains and the upper Midwest as we get into the early part of next week. That cold air will likely influence all of the Midwest during the middle to latter part of next week, and that will also bring about some freezes that shouldn't cause any harm, since very little corn is in the ground, let alone emerged, and most of the wheat crop is not advanced enough to be negatively impacted. We will expect the temperatures to turn colder at that time, but for the next few days it'll be fairly pleasant. A lot of 60 and 70 degree highs are expected, followed by lows that'll run mostly in the 40s and 50s with a few 30s once in a while in the extreme north. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for the Agricultural Weather Report on WILL comes from Busey. Busey's online and mobile banking allow you to stay connected to your finances and manage your accounts anytime, anywhere, using your mobile device. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you this morning.
Well, the market has been interesting, especially in the corn market, because on the one hand, it seems to be suggesting to say, go ahead and make some marketing decisions on old crop, but the levels are such that producers are hesitant to do so.
Most assuredly, and we're finding out, and we did see in the quarterly grain stocks, there's a lot of inventory in the countryside. But what we're being mindful of right now is when you look at the epic breakdown of the wheat market on Monday, dropping 25 cents, you have to realize that that wheat-corn spread could probably force the corn market to do the same thing. If we happen to see a couple of active weeks of corn planting taking about 25 cents out of the corn market as far as risk premium or valuation, would probably put guys a lot more behind the eight ball than they realize. And that price degradation could take place, you know, if we happen to take some risk premium out of the new crop.
And there are producers that are thinking that they would try to hold on to their old crop corn all maybe all the way into July.
Yeah, unfortunately, we kind of visualize that as playing chicken against the weatherman, because the only way we're going to get prices appreciably higher is with a weather threat. And if we do bump into that, let's say in June or July, and we've held for it, you're a hero. But if you're wrong and we go through pollination and knock down another variable of production, so we've got planting and pollination taken care of, take another 20 or 30 cents out of the market, and boom, you're back towards the old lows without much hope in your hat.
Let's talk soybeans briefly. What do we make about the market making lower new highs and lower new lows?
I think the rally potential is limited because of the short covering efforts. We'll see some NOPA crush numbers today, midday, see what those turn out to be. 155.2 is the average trade guess. We did see a really good number in February, so that might tip the scale one way or the other. And the other thing, too, is down in the south, we are hearing that maybe some guys are switching away from corn towards beans, but that's not a major shift yet.
Anything else before we let you go?
I don't think so. I'd like the dollar to back up a little bit and give us a little bit of breathing room. But other than that, it's pretty quiet.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Les Schulte is alongside. And if you call 217-244-9455 and mention Ag Right Now, double duty, get in on the lottery for Dave and also a great, great business partner effort.
Yeah, we do. We want to thank the folks at the Andersons and Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. They are just two of the businesses who have gone together to make the Ag Challenge Fund this spring. $2,250 in that Ag Challenge Fund. When we hear from 100 people who make their pledge of support and mention agriculture as one of the services that they really appreciate and use on this station. So you be one of those right now. It takes about a couple of minutes out of your time. 217-244-9455. Invest $10 a month or a $120 a year contribution right now.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.